Salt Lake County Council held the purse strings and could help take the Save Bonanza Flat effort to the finish line. But on Tuesday, they voted not to join the race. Utah Open Lands Executive Director Wendy Fisher was at their meeting.
It was amazing, and I think a lot of us felt devastating. After about 2 hours of impassioned public input, Salt Lake residents all imploring the county council to vote in favor of support for Bonanza Flat, they didn't authorize anything.
The vote came down to party lines. The four Democrats on the council voted for the measure. The five Republicans voted against it.
The interesting thing to me was all of them praised the area for its beauty, its recreational opportunity, and its watershed value, and acknowledged that it had value for watershed for the Salt Lake Valley. But they cited the fact that it came up in the middle of the year after they'd already made some budgetary decisions. And even though the mayor, Ben McAdams, had found a way for them to contribute that didn't affect going into the general fund, they questioned whether they could spend that on jails or other issues.
According to Fisher, McAdams had found $3 million to give to the effort. That was almost enough to close the deal. Park City voters had approved a $25 million bond. The city had a $38 million contract to buy the 1,350 acres at the top of Guardsman's Pass. With private donations and other municipalities chipping in, Fisher said Park City only had $3.5 million left to raise. The land is in Wasatch County, but borders Salt Lake County and is used by many visitors on the Wasatch Front. That's why Fisher says Salt Lake County seemed a natural fit to settle the bill.
I think we're stunned that there wasn't any consideration for an area that has so much usage by the Salt Lake Valley. And also, quite frankly, just watching speaker after speaker come up. There were people that showed up at 1 o'clock, and then there were also people that showed up at 4 o'clock because there were two different sessions. And I think that was what was most glaring to people in the audience, and I've had several calls tonight, was after that much public input, there was still a decision not to give anything to this.
But all hope is not lost, according to Fisher.
The fortunate thing is that we hope that the council, the Park City Council, still feels good about moving forward with the second option payment that would give us until June 15th. And I think there are a lot of folks that are calling their Salt Lake County Council members tonight and tomorrow and the next several weeks and months to see if there's any chance that they'll reconsider. But we're not done. We will redouble our efforts, and we will find a way to save this place.
Another possible contributor is Salt Lake Public Utilities, which provides drinking water to more than 300,000 people on the Wasatch Front. They have a history of buying and preserving property in the Wasatch Mountains to protect the watershed. Fisher says they may still contribute to the cause. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.